Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Today's guest, to just cut to the chase, has sold over 5 million records. A singer, songwriter, recording artist who is valued, appreciated, and respected so much in the rock and heavy metal music world, and in my world. I got to meet him in Nashville back in the day, breaking bread, spending time with our families together, and getting to know what an incredibly compassionate, good dude he is, and wow, what a talent. So let's bring him on and find out what's made him tick all these years. Say hey, baby, to multiple award-winning recording rock star of the band Slaughter, Mark Slaughter. What's up, Mark?
Hey, man, that's a nice intro. Thank you, sir.
What's been going on? I miss you guys in Nashville.
Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy how life takes us through different parts of the world, and then it kicks our butts a little bit.
I was talking to Mudflap, which reminded me to connect with you, and he was talking about how much he really admired you, and I got to know him by chance doing the national anthem at Michigan Motor Speedway one year for NASCAR. We just started talking, and I felt like I'd known him for 1,000 years. You guys have a good relationship, correct?
Yeah, he's great. Absolutely.
He started his road to being that jock in the afternoon in Detroit all these years is pretty cool. Just his story. All right. So tell me what's going on right now with you. I know you've been out gigging. I talked to you from the road recently. Are you back home, and what you been doing?
Well, I'm back home for a minute. Today's a packed day, and then I'm out first thing tomorrow morning, flying to Dallas to a show in Dallas, and then we fly directly to the Monsters of Rock cruise, and this is with the band Slaughter, and then we fly up into New York after performing on the boat through Belize and Cozumel for about 5 days. Then we're up in New York and then back home. And then, you know, we're doing a thing called fly dates now. We fly into shows on weekends usually and then back home. So, this is a little bit longer haul than normal. So, you know, we're just trying to figure out how to pack it.
Hey, let me tell you what, if you're going from one, especially from one weather to the other, you're going to be in Cozumel and all that, and then you're going to New York. Yeah, that's the strange pack, trying to figure out, you know, usually you're packing for one geographic area.
Yeah, you just wear shorts if you're going on the boat only.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got your guitar cases and stuff. You can roll some stuff in that. All right, so look, so when you do these rock tours on boats, explain to our audience how people can, you know, are they fans that buy tickets, and is the whole boat full of fans of you guys?
Yeah, it's multiple acts. We're actually out on there with Tesla and Extreme and on this one. And they buy the ticket, and then we all basically jump on one side of the boat or the other. There's theaters. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what they're doing on these cruises now, because there's actual big theaters on there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's actually concert venues on these boats, which you wouldn't even think of that. But and it's a blast. Obviously, we're all on the boat for a while, so you rub elbows with a lot of people. But, you know, I'm a people person, so it works out just great.
And you play, like, two shows in one night. You skip a few days. New people get on the boat, and you probably dock, and then you, right? Is that how it works, and you do two more shows one night?
Yeah. This one we do a couple shows total, and we do like a giant meet and greet, And we, you know, get a, as you said, we get a chance to go out to Belize and also to Cozumel and then back home.
So our heyday, you and me, were the same age. We were, obviously, we were 70s, 80s kids.
Right.
The music and your turn, okay, so you grew up in Las Vegas, first of all. Nobody, but you were born in Las Vegas, right? Right.
Yeah. I was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, I saw it go from Green Acres with Lights to this mega city. And, you know, in 96, I started a family and I wanted to go to a good place and I moved to Nashville. And I've been in Nashville ever since. So, you know, I think it's, you know, I had a house out there and in the words of Sam Kennison, I realized that it planted about 87 pine trees in my property, and I realized I should just go where there's trees. You know, I'm defying the laws
there's
of
no
nature.
No one out there. I'm in the desert.
Yeah, I'm in the desert. What am I doing? So I ended up moving out here, and it's been great. I mean, obviously, I got to know, you know, you and your family and the friends I've met along the way are lifetime friends. So it's wonderful.
It was easy. Now, so how is Brandon and Elijah? What are they up to?
They're doing good. Yeah, Brandon's in Salt Lake. He's doing well. He's working at a tile company out there. And my son, Eli, he's out there just kind of finding himself. He has a musical bug a little bit, so he's trying to make things work and figure things out, and as we all did at that age.
How old are you, by the way, Brandon and Eli are Mark's boys. How old are they now?
They're 24 and 22.
Yeah, exactly our kids' age. Remember the Markets, our friends, the Markets, they were 24, 22. Our boys, 24, 22. Strax out in L.A. and Hollywood making films and Adrian is we got to just a gap year and hopefully get into med school. So they're all doing their thing, and our Cecilia is at Arkansas following her mama's footsteps. She's same sorority, same everything.
That's great.
It's been good.
You met the that's how you met the Markets in the first place. So
yeah,
I mean, it's kinda,
if
memory serves me right.
Here. Yeah, we used to go to their house. They bought a farm right on Liberty Church. Over by Tim and Faith, and it's like 16-acre farm. It's crazy. So now when I come back, I just stay at their guest house, one of their many guest houses on their property. They got horses, a pet pig. I mean, it's the real farm, man. It's a working farm. So
that's it. I got one of those farms that's just got domestic animals, and I talk about getting animals, but I haven't yet because when I'm gone, who's going to do it? You know.
No. I get it. We're talking to Mark Slaughter. Mark, so growing up in Vegas, it's just you and Andre Agassi are the only two people that can claim they're from there. Nobody's from Vegas.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, nobody's from Vegas. That's correct. Even Wayne Newton was not. I don't think he was from there. I think he moved there when he was younger. But, yeah, it's that's about it in the Vegas side of things.
Do you have nowhere to play because you're in Vegas or everywhere to play?
Well, I had a very interesting dynamic in the fact that my father was very, very supportive. He was older and he was a cowboy. So he could BS anybody any time of the day of the week, and he made friends with everybody. So, you know, when it came, hey, let my kid have a chance to come up there and jump up with you boys and play a little bit. I mean, trust me, you'll be surprised. And he would drag me around and show me off, and he really enjoyed that process. And so I always had a parental person, so I was able to go in when I was like 13, 14 years old. I was playing with all kinds of bands, country bands and rock bands, et cetera. And it was a great experience living in Vegas because that's the entertainment capital of the world right there.
Oh, for sure. We're talking to Mark Slaughter of the band Slaughter. So your dad's into it. My dad was into it as well. You know, my dad's family in the Mississippi Delta had, in Greenville, they owned all the movie theaters. So my dad got, when he was a little boy, 13, 14, He talks about, you know, for a dime or 15 cents, you could get popcorn, watch a movie, get a Coke, get candy, you know. Mm-hmm. And right. He fell in love with the entertainment business because back in the, you're talking about the 40s, right? In the late 40s, right. He was able to almost touch Hollywood because there wasn't many people in between you and them. And the person selling the films was connected extremely. They were close. It was like 1 degree of separation. Something sort of, he got the bug and he loved it. So he taught, he made sure when he came back home, he opens the first legal liquor store in Mississippi after he gets out of the military, goes to Notre Dame, gets out of the Air Force at Keesler and Biloxi. And then he comes back. He opens literally the first legal liquor store in Mississippi. And behind it are these great blues legends, and one that inspired me. But I was the fourth out of five kids, and he was trying to put musical instruments in all their hands. And by the time I came along and they didn't do it, he gave up. So it was funny. Once he saw that I had a passion for it and fell in love with it, he was all in. So having a parent, and my mom as well, I had them both. We were on this uncharted territory, and we were doing the same thing. I'd go to rock clubs. I'd sing country places. My band was, depending on what was going on at the time, as I found myself. But I guess the bottom line is this. Having folks or a parent that gives a dang was a huge impact, it sounds like, on both of us. And we're in a Mississippi Minute. I'm with great Mark Slaughter. We're going to continue this journey. Right back.
Yeah, she flung the dice and bet it all.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 50-50 shot of rain, mostly sunny, high near 92. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy, low around 74. A slight chance of rain on Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 94. And for your Sunday, a 30% chance of rain, sunny skies, high near 93.
This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction. Online at NoDripMS.com.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Fresh Gulf Shrimp.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Fresh Gulf Oysters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Your fresh seafood headquarters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Highway 51 in Ridgeland, just past Lake Harbor Drive. 601-790-9407.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
RJ's Outboard Sales and Service is your central Mississippi boating headquarters. RJ's offers top-of-the-line brands like Skeeter, War Eagle, G3, Express, and Bennington pontoon boats, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. RJ's Outboard, 1208 Old Fannin Road in Brandon, the dealership that's service-built.
Hello, friends. This is Andy Gibson, your Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce. If you love agriculture and the great outdoors, and you don't want to miss the exciting new Ag and Outdoor Expo, 60,000 square feet of everything for ag and hunting and fishing, all on display in the brand new Mississippi Trade Mart, August 6th, 7th, and 8th. Put on by the great folks at the Foundation for Mississippi Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks, and sponsored by Southern Ag Credit. Shop great deals on the latest guns, gear, clothing, and equipment. There's fun for the whole family. The Axe Women Loggers of Maine, the Fetch and Fish Dog Show, and the Big Buck Contest, Mississippi's largest display of trophy bucks. And Saturday night, you don't want to miss the concert featuring national headliner Tyler Farr and hot Mississippi artist Adam Doliak and Hannah Everhart, along with Corey Smith. The Mississippi Ag and Outdoor Expo, August 6th through 8th. For more information, visit MississippiOutdoorExpo.com.
Pediatric care is more than treating a child when they are sick. It is a healthcare journey from infancy to adolescence.
Dr. Catherine Philippi, pediatrician at Trust Care Kids in Madison.
We build lasting relationships with parents based on trust. From pediatric primary care and well child checkups to after hours visits, our specialists provide quality care, usually within an hour, so that your child will feel better faster.
To schedule an appointment, visit TrustCareHealth.com and click Trust Care Kids. Trust Care. Feel better faster.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. Right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Steve Azar. I'm with so many platinum records sold. You know, I can count them almost on one hand, but it's a lot of them. Mark Slaughter of the band Slaughter grows up in Vegas, lives in Nashville. We became good friends. Mark, your talk about this musical journey of you could sing country, you could sing rock, and you could sing, your voice is extremely, extremely, extremely unique. When did the metal bug, the rock bug, really take hold of you? And where did the voice come from? Because it doesn't sound like anybody else on the planet, which to me is the key, first of all. And knowing you as a human being, you're like nobody. You're your own person, your own character. So when does Mark Slaughter really find himself and become Mark Slaughter?
That's a pretty interesting story. You know, I used to sing and play when I was a kid. I'd, you know, sing like, you know, anything from Glenn Campbell to, you know, John Denver to all that type of stuff, because it was kind of folk. That's how I started, was with acoustic guitar. And then when I got the electric guitar bug, that's when the rock stuff kicked in. And I started, you know, learning how to play, you know, the Beatles, and then it was Zeppelin, and then it was Sabbath, and it was like every, and then Boston, and then all, you know, through the 70s, there's so many great bands, and the songs, I think what probably bit me the most is just songs. I just love well-written songs, and that's kind of what it got me started. But I became focused on guitar, and as I got focused on guitar, I ended up, after graduating high school, I mean, I was voted most musical in my school, and there's over 500 seniors in my school. I mean, there's a lot of people in my school. And I ended up, I was like singing in choir. We had a pop group. I sing madrigals, which is kind of an operatic thing. And then I'd sing barbershop. I was the leader of a barbershop group.
Come on.
In school. And then, you know, my sense of harmonies and my sense of writing, my guitar playing continued, and I ended up teaching guitar until I got a call to sing for the Vinnie Vincent Invasion.
Okay, so how do you get a call for that? I mean, there's...
Well, I had, you know, I put out little records, you know, trying as a kid, and you put things out, and the word got out, and this manager ends up, you know, saying, I know this kid's got it. And then I got a call to go sing and try out for a band out in Los Angeles called Sin. And I drove down from Las Vegas to L.A., and that's where I met Dana Strum for the first time. That was in 1985. Mm-hmm. And so he hears my voice. I'm singing backgrounds and, you know, sang a couple of lead parts on there. And he said, this guy's like indelible. He just keeps going. I was like the Energizer Bunny. I didn't do drugs. I didn't drink. I just stayed focused on the music always. So the next thing you know, Vinny had done a record with Robert Fleischman, and Robert decided he wasn't going to tour. And about a month before they were going and embarking on a tour with Alice Cooper, they called me up and said, you're going to dye your hair. You're going to be a glam guy, and we're going to go out there and open for Alice Cooper. And I said, okay. And I put my guitar on the stand, and that was it. That's where it started. And I was a singer, and I didn't even play guitar much, which was
weird,
very weird for me,
because
that's not really what I do. But it changed everything for me.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, it's okay. So, all right, wait a minute. I'm trying to picture where the voice comes from and when you find your voice. Because
well, I think it was a long discovery of working it and understanding it, singing different stuff and sense of melody, and you know, I had a voice, but I didn't really think my voice was the main instrument. I thought of myself as a guitar player.
Right.
And in fact, if you go into my house right now, there's guitars. You're surrounded by guitars everywhere. I have them all over the walls. I mean, it's what I do.
Right.
But I don't know exactly when I found my voice. I knew I had a high tenor voice because nobody could sing the parts I could. In fact, I used to double up in some of the choirs where there's, you know, some of the alto or soprano parts. If it wasn't strong enough, the guy would just say, Mark, can you switch from tenor and kind of back them up? And I need this part a little louder. I'm not hearing what I need to hear.
Yeah. So you've always been a great singer. You can harmonize. I harmonize like a horse. I mean, you should hear it. I mean, it's awful. I mean, I don't. I can't hear it. And all my friends, you know, they all. And I've got this one guy, Jason, who's been with me. My buddy, Jason Young, been with me for 23, 24 years. He sang on all. He sang on all my records since. And toured together. He's my sidekick. I mean, he's my, heck, I may be his sidekick, but he's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it just sounds right together. And mm-hmm. anytime I'll try to go, I have harmonized on some records, and he goes, "You're gonna get away with this, but you can't harmonize, and you cannot, you can't do any accents because they all sound like Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka, and no matter what you do." So he gives me grief, but he also wants to keep his job. I told him, I said, anyway, but also the guitar thing on the walls, we just hung, so they're all over the house now. We just hung them in our main den. I had to go way up and had to get the, you know, and make sure they're in line. So I had to get the level out, make sure, you know, that. Right. I had to get the stud finder. And, man, I was at the top of the top ladder yesterday hanging 7 of them there. And then I'm looking at, in my studio, probably another 20. They're all the walls all over the house because they do a lot of your guitars that are hanging. So are they sort of retired? Like, I've got a lot of them from the days of the 80s when they're just, now they're just asleep on the wall.
Right. I think that, you know, there's a couple of guitars that my parents bought me, and there's one that was my high school graduation guitar. And so, I mean, there's a few that are on there that are just like, it's more melancholy to me than it is something that I pick up and play.
Right, right. I get that.
But I also have a rule. If I don't use a guitar in a 2-year period, then I don't need it. It's you know, 40 plus guitars of working guitars.
Right, right.
Probably about 6 or 7 of them. That's just like, those are the ones that have been with me that I'm just not going to part with.
I just gave Marty Stewart for his museum one of my first 2 guitars I ever had. It was an Ovation. You're talking 1980, I would say 87, and
right.
Not 1980. 1980. It was 1980. I'm sorry. So it was. Yeah, wow. I was like 14 or heck, it may have been in the late 70s. But the bottom line is, it was one of the first guitars I wrote songs on, and I gave it to him. So it's in his museum. He's got 20,000 pieces of country music memorabilia, the largest in the world. So whoever he played, he started playing, you know, with Lester Flatt when he was 13. And so Johnny Cash, you know, he's got Patsy Cline's boots. I mean, he's got Johnny Cash's black suit. I mean, it's crazy. So along the way, and he's opening up back where he grew up in Philadelphia, Mississippi. It's going to be Marty Stewart's Congress of Country Music. And it's going to be incredible. But I've been there. And so it was easy to give it to him. But, you know, I love, you know, they're funny. But I had the guitars that I wish that I'd have kept. You got to have some when you were grown up. So I do a little selling, but I had the Steve Vai Ibanez Gems, all of them. The pink one, the ones with the fabric in it, you know. And I ended up giving them away to friends of mine years later, but I kind of wish I had the one with the fabric. Did you ever have the those with the monkey bar, the monkey handles, the monkey bars, whatever?
No, I never did, and it's funny because at one point I actually called Steve up, and I said, dude, we should start a band. We should do something or do a project because he's such an innovative guitar player and you know, inspiring in everything he does. And he said, you know, Mark, I really appreciate it, but I'm going to kind of go where Frank Zappa went. I'm going to really go out there and I'm just going to try some experimental stuff that, you know, I don't know if it's going to work, but you know, I have to do this. And he really just followed where he felt his music needed to go. And I have such appreciation for this guy. And you know, after he'd played with David Lee Roth and Whitesnake and Alcatraz, et cetera, and he just kind of went and did his own thing.
Wow.
And, but he's great. Yeah. Steve Vai is incredible. And you know, as a guitar player, that underlying thing that, you know, nobody knows about being a guitar player, you know, I was just amazed at how he played and what he did, you know?
Yeah, we're talking to Mark Slaughter, band Slaughter. You get to play DJ. I know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but what happens in Mississippi, we want the whole world to know. We are the birthplace of American music. So, would you like to hear into the break? I'm going to let you go Muddy Waters or Three Doors Down?
Oh, Muddy Waters.
You got it. With Mark Slaughter in Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. He's keeping the road as beautiful as possible with his incredible music, his incredible voice and guitar playing and songwriting. We're going to be right back.
Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, be your dog, I get your way out here, whatever you want. You know your man and gone, you know your man and gone, you know your man and gone, down in town, down in the shadow.
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranteed Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranteed Bank, member FDIC.
COVID-19 has had a profound effect on the workplace. As organizations adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We provide the key technology solutions to power your business while ensuring safety and productivity in the workplace. Visit rjyoung.com/COVID.
Are you a hard worker? Are you dependable? Do you have a good attitude? Do you want to be part of a team? If so, the Black Label Bridge Builders at Key Constructors offers lead men and women purpose-driven career opportunities with on-the-job and outside training, leadership development, and benefits. To learn more about what it takes to be a Black Label Bridge Builder, please visit Key's website at keyconstructors.com. Please also follow at Key Constructors on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see regular updates on the Black Label Bridge Builders.
Ridgeland Mitsubishi summer vacation sales event was so successful that we're extending it for another month. That's right. All month long, we're celebrating the red, white, and blue with a vacation from your car payment. July is vacation time at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. That's right. We're offering no payments for the entire summer when you purchase a new Mitsubishi. Coming now. Pay only $199 per month on new 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4s. We have the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross and the all-new 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander in stock right now. And make no payments for the entire summer. And we're giving you a free 40-inch TV with each purchase. Plus, you can buy with confidence with a 20-year, 250,000-mile powertrain warranty from Ridgeland Mitsubishi. No matter your past credit history, we'll work to get you approved. 100% credit approval is our number one goal. Bring us your trade, we'll give you a top dollar for it. So if you're ready for a vacation, then get to Ridgeland Mitsubishi for no payments for the entire summer. Ridgeland Mitsubishi, when nobody walks away because everybody saves. 1860 East County Line Road, call 896-9600 today. Or visit RidgelandMitsubishi.com. Remember, you're approved at Ridgeland Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi G4, 7795,
The Gallo Radio Show is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. Trust Care. Feel better, faster.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers a high-yield savings account with a rate that can earn you four times the national average. Banks offer free pens. So what's more important? Savings options to help you make the most of your money or free pens? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. National averages based on savings account data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. The surge in COVID cases continues, the result of the more contagious Delta variant. If you're vaccinated and have a normal immune system, Dr. Nicholas Conger, an infectious disease physician at Gulfport Memorial, says the vaccine is relatively effective, but for those with weak immune systems, some extra steps may be needed.
If you're on immune suppressants, or if you are in a high-risk category to do poorly if you catch COVID, you might want to see your doctor and get checked for your antibody level. Really wish, you know, that would be a recommendation across the board nationally.
The CDC says at least 41% of Americans have delayed health care during the pandemic. You can change that this weekend. Walmart is offering free health screenings at pharmacies across the state from 10 to 2 Saturday. In addition, they'll offer affordable immunizations for kids returning to school and COVID vaccinations. For more information, find us online at supertalk.fm. I'm Kelly Bennett.
This is Jake Mangum. It's great to be on a team that is based in Mississippi. It's important to me that my team supports our high schools, universities, and several local events throughout the state. Of course, I'm talking about my home team, Farm Bureau Insurance. If you aren't already with Farm Bureau, it's time to join the team. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, here the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Up-to-the-minute reports on air and always online at supertalk.fm. Your statewide news network, Super Talk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios, that's where I'm sitting right now, right in the middle of it all. I'm Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute with my pal Mark Slaughter of the band Slaughter. Mark mentors. You talk about Steve I as a good friend, Alice Cooper out on the road, doing all this. As you start making your way into the rock world and people know your face now and they know you, there's got to be some people along the way, maybe early on, besides your dad, musically, in the music world, in the profession itself, that lifted you up, gave you hope, and still matter to this day. Who is it?
Well, there's a myriad of people. It's funny. There's a gentleman that came into probably one of the most impactful people was a gentleman who was the trumpet player. Remember, I lived in Vegas. He was the trumpet player for Glenn Miller's band. And he came into my jazz band that I was playing, and he sat with every kid in the room for 2 days. He came in one day and did the whole horn section. Next day, he did the whole rhythm section. And he came in and he sat down and he said, and he would look at the chart with me, and he said something to me that really, I think, was probably the biggest influence. That he said, it's go ahead and play whatever, you know, it's a chart. And he said, do whatever you want to do and play however you want to play. And he goes, if you make a mistake, if you meant to play it, it wasn't a mistake.
Huh.
And he said, just go in there and do it. He goes, that's the beauty of jazz. And jazz itself is a freedom within music to learn to flow through the music, as opposed to, I wouldn't say political, but no, come here, Junior, is to make it a totally different thing of organizing it. And what happened with this guy is he freed my mind as a musician to not be boxed in. So I hear music with every flavor and every side of it, and I have no fear when I pick up a guitar or sing just to go where I want to go instead of where I have to go. and it that changed everything for me.
You're talking jazz now. You've gone from Glenn Campbell, which I did.
Yeah,
remember all that.
Right.
You know, and I remember John Denver, Annie Song, all that. I learned all that. You and I definitely growing up in the same time where music was, you know, all of these bands you're talking about, all these acts. I was right there with you trying to find myself along the way.
Right.
But now you're talking jazz. Jazz is, it was on my license plate growing up. It's still my favorite form, listening to Coltrane. I get all in with what happens in the morning with Gwen and I when we're having coffee. It's what happens at 5 o'clock in the afternoon for another hour. We live for it. So, but you're, what kind of jazz were you into? And second of all,
I did everything. We played you know, medleys of Glenn Miller. We did, Herbie Hancock. And the other thing that really got to, and Maynard Ferguson, what happened to me is I started finding jazz guitar players. And obviously Jeff Beck was one of those, you know, amazing guitar players. I just love what he does. But, there's a gentleman named Larry Carlton. He's a Nashville guy now.
Right. Yeah, he's great.
Amazing guitar player. Played on the Hill Street Blues, you know, he played in Steely Dan. And you know, there's a sense of melody that this guy would flow and do things that just used to blow, and still does, blow my mind. And Steve Lukather of Toto is a big fan of Larry's as well. So, you know, it's just, I think that was probably the biggest influence as a young kid. Probably 78, I think, is when his record came out, called Room 335.
That's so cool.
And I still play that record all the time. I'll pick up my guitar and I just start flowing in and get lost in it. But, you know, it's a sense of melody. It's just, you know, music is a dance. You know, we're all universal. We're all connected. And we just get in this place where we just kind of, you know, that sense of melody, we just get lost in it. And it's all one. You and I are tapped into the same universe, whether it be God or universe or whatever, that we're all connected.
Right.
And in that soul and in that spirit, I think, is what, if you tap into that, it just naturally flows out.
Well, I love it. Talking to Mark Slaughter. Now we're digging deep. I love that. Hey, Mark, your time from Vinnie Vincent Invasion, right, to Slaughter, that transition, was there a downtime for you emotionally? Where and how does the band happen? Take me sort of through that gap time.
Well, Vinnie Vincent was a guitar player from Kiss. He's an ex-guitar player from Kiss.
Yeah.
And when he left Kiss, he started his own group. And then I ended up being the singer in that. The first record was finished. I toured with Alice Cooper and Iron Maiden. Mind you, I was only 21 years old at the time.
Right.
And that was the time I actually saw Mississippi for the first time and went through the different places, you know, around the nation. And then we recorded the second record. And after the second record was done, you know, there was just a change of where we wanted to go. Vinny is like he's an amazing guitar player, writer, but he really wanted to be the Paganini of rock and roll, kind of what Yngwie was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I'm a song guy. I mean, I remember the last time that you and I, you know, when I was up at your place, we were listening to Bryan Adams, and it's just like, that's that universal thing of songs that you just kind of go, man, how can somebody get it so right? You know, songs just resonate so well and to everybody, to musicians and to just regular listeners, because they mean something to you.
Right.
They touch your soul.
No doubt.
So anyway, after that was, you know, I said, I'm done with this. And the record label just said, basically, we're going to pick up your option. So they ended up dropping Vinny and gave me the record deal.
Wow.
He was a difficult person. He wouldn't do radio. He wasn't shaking hands and kissing babies and all the other stuff. That's just a natural thing that, you know, you do that, I do that.
Well, no,
that's what, as an artist,
I mean, that you got to get to love your fans. You got to give them that. I mean,
but I think you have to be that. You have to be that person first.
Agree.
It's not something that can be learned. You got to be a human being, and you got to be a person who's just normal. And, you know, that's, again, I think that's how it worked for you. It's how it worked for me. It was that side of just being just regular people and not losing sight of that.
Right. You know, so you're not in a regular world. So your world is sort of like, okay, it's still, And it's probably, this is such a cliche. There's, you know, drug, sex, rock and roll, all this. You're not that guy. So how do you?
No, I'm not. I've never been that.
Exactly. So how do you maneuver your way? Look, we're in the music business. You can be in any business. You can be.
Right.
And we know, you and I both know, we've been around the block a long time, and that drugs and all stuff and heavy alcohol is in all sorts of formats in life. We both know that.
Right.
And for some reason, we get characterized as the sort of birthplace of it all. You know what I mean? Like the mothership.
Sure.
And it's not true. So what, with you being around it, I dealt with it in a certain way. I'm just like you. We're exactly alike. So with that, I was able to maneuver it with everybody that was into whatever they were in, still appreciating me for not doing this or doing that. And I'm
right.
not angelic at all. I'm not saying that, but what I am, I
right.
love my cocktails here and there and all that I do.
Right.
So, but I also love coffee. So in the morning. So I guess what I'm saying is, how did you deal with it in your world? And was it more prevalent, you know, more around you?
You know, it's funny. I never was a person that was, oh, I got to do that, and that's the thing to do, you know?
Right.
It's not something that I was attracted to. You know, to me, it was music. I was so, and still am, so driven in music. It's like, you know, that's a cool sound, and this is cool, and that would sound great here. And it's just almost a compartmentalizing of sounds and melody and again, a soul experience of where you're going with it, that you're just trying to box up to where everybody can understand it. So I don't know. It's just never been my thing. And
yeah.
I mean, I've never even had a hangover in my life. You know,
wow.
It's like, it's not something I've been pretty buzzed before, but I've never done that, because it just always, maybe it's a control thing of, I just need to know where I am and be able to,
right.
to handle the situation.
Well, your passion is music. A lot of people that find their passion in life and get to live it, there's no greater high in the world. I mean, Emmett Smith running, making his way into the end zone, you on stage, me on stage. I mean, writing songs. It's the greatest feeling in the world, getting to write a song, record it, go play it for people, and you feel that energy. That is the greatest high. We're with Mark Slaughter.
It really is. It really is. You know, when you write a song and it becomes a part of somebody's soundtrack in their life, I mean, it's what music was for me. And when I write something and it resonates into somebody's heart, and, you know, and it connects to radio or however it connects nowadays, it is something that you're writing. Mm-hmm. You know, how should I put it? It's a connection. It's a lot better to have a connection that way with an audience than just people who are just raising their beers and there to hear background music, you know?
Yeah, we're with Mark Slaughter, the band Slaughter, and much more here in the Keep Mississippi Phoenix Studios. I'm still trying to find. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. Tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
No Drip Roofing and Construction. The name says it all. All types of roofing and construction. Your certified, CertainTeed shingle installer. Family owned and operated for over 20 years here in the Metro. No Drip Roofing and Construction. 601-371-1051.
Are you ready for what is possibly the last lawnmower you will ever buy? If so, then you are ready for an Exmark. This is David Frederick with Frederick Sales and Service. And if you're ready, now is the time to take advantage of special Exmark pricing and special Exmark financing. With 0% financing and payments that won't start for 150 days. That's 5 months before your first payment and still 0% interest. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to own the mower that landscape professionals purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. So stop by Frederick's Sales and Service on Old Highway 471 in Brandon and let me or one of my experienced staff help you find the Exmark mower that best suits your needs. At Frederick's, we are the Exmark experts. 26 years of award-winning selling, servicing, and supporting our customers with legendary Exmark quality. Frederick Sales and Service, the choice in outdoor equipment, serving Central Mississippi since 1993.
I wish there was a place where we could sample wines before we buy.
There is. Colony Bistro and Wine Bar just opened right next door to Colony Wine Market in Madison. They have 32 wines by the glass, wine flights, and the food is terrific.
Yes, get your purse, sweetie.
Are the trees and shrubs running your yard instead of you? Let the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros take out your problem limb by limb. Baroni's Tree Pros is your complete tree, shrub, and stump removal service. No job is too big for the tree professionals at Baroni's Tree Pros. And with our superior cleanup, you can't go wrong. Baroni's Tree Pros. 601-345-8090. 601-345-8090. That's 601-345-8090. Or online at baronistreepros.com. That's baronistreepros.com.
Attention! If you deal with anything from minor to extremely hazardous environmental spills, you've got to check out the full line of absorbents at ESI Supply. They've got white and gray absorbent pads by the bundle or by the roll, sock knit broom products, oil gator, oil dry, spill kits, and more. Just because you haven't had a spill doesn't mean you won't. Give the guys at ESI a call to find out more about how you can be prepared and protect your business's liability. 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910. Or visit ESISupply.net.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. People are angry these days, but you don't have to be. Let's get 2021 started right, because somebody out there needs your help. At Gateway Rescue Mission, your donation can provide a meal. Your prayer can unlock the power of God to change a life. If we spend more time praying and less time fussing, we can help some people. Go to gatewaymission.org. Make a donation and help change your life today.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing in expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit Pine Grove Treatment. For more information. One place, many solutions.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats.
I don't even remember what I said.
Slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call CSpire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. Just fiber fast internet that works. CSpire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm with Mark Slaughter, my pal. It's been a long time. I love connecting with old friends, with all of you guys listening, gals, all of us together. This is always moving for me, and I love digging a little deeper, and we're having a great conversation with the great Mark Slaughter. Mark's packing. He's trying to figure out. I feel like it's the dilemma. I feel like it's the dilemma of the year. You're going to go from sunny weather and 85, 90 degrees to the cold, windy streets of New York as you make your...
Yeah.
You got to hide behind buildings. Mark, your voice. Okay, so I go through voice issues, had voice surgery and all that. As you know how to sing. You've been singing like you do, and you know how to use your voice. Have you ever had, especially when going to, you're talking about kissing babies, visiting radio, getting up, doing morning shows after playing gigs at night. You and I both went on the same journey for this passion of ours, but my voice gave out for a period, and I had to have vocal cord surgery. Have you ever had vocal cord issues? And if not, or if so, how do you preserve your voice?
Yes and yes. It was interesting. I was, you know, I had an issue. It was a small, they call it a node
on your vocal cord. And all that is, you know, people, what is it? Well, it's like if you got a blister on your finger from playing guitar, that blister makes it to where you can bend a string a little bit more. But like you said, the talking in between and the pushing yourself, doing radio in the morning when you just did a show and didn't get any rest, and you know, you start to you're beating your vocal cords are the size of a quarter. What happens is they rub together, and if you get a blister that turns into a callus, that's a node.
Yeah.
So what it is you're just too busy. And I went in to get surgery in 92. As I was, you know, they were wheeling me in, the nurse said, "Hey, don't worry, Lionel Richie was in here yesterday, and so was Bonnie Raitt."
We've all gone through it.
It's like, you know, it's a pain in the rear. It's almost like, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, you're changing your tires and here you go again. You know, you're going to have a different feel when you're driving down the road, but, you know, it's the same vehicle, you know.
You know, when I had mine, I didn't want to have it, and I was literally, when I would sneeze, they had me on rest. I would literally spit up blood. So I had this huge, my cyst, it said, so they said it wasn't a node anymore, it was more like a cyst, and they had to get checked for cancer and all that, and he didn't feel like it was, but it was its own size of a quarter. It was literally shut down. So I was running on half a voice, and once I had all this noise, it was all this noise. So when I mean noise, I mean it sounded so raspy, and I was losing range, dropping keys of songs, and I had no choice at some point, and it just happened at the wrong, I guess it never happens at the right time, but lack of sleep, lack of this, you know, talk. It's not the singing that ever hurt my voice. It was all the non-rest, the talking. So, you know, it was funny. The doctor said, I'll never forget it. I go, I'm going to lose all that soul, that time spent, those years in my voice, and it's never going to be the same. He goes, Steve, that comes from within. And I looked at him and I went, oh, roll me into surgery then. So it was so cool. And my voice was so clear, but I still had all that stuff. But it was a scary thing having the 5 or 6, 7 days not talking afterwards and wondering what was going to happen. But then I went to a speech therapist, which changed my world, because she would make managers and agents, everybody who I was with them, tour managers, look, if he's on 90 minutes, he's off 20. That's it. And I never had anybody put that rule in place. And it really helped me. You know, and then learning how to stretch my voice before. Heck, I used to just go out there. I was talking to the guys eating a piece of pizza and go, oh, we got a show. You know, I mean, I was.
Yeah, you know, what's funny about it is I've had training in my life. And it's funny because I still, knowing that you need to warm up and all that, I still, yeah, my voice is good. I know it's okay. And then I'll just jump out at that point. So I'm just like you said, put down a piece of pizza and just jump out there and knock it out. And
right.
But it's because you know the feeling of when you're going to be in trouble or when your voice is tired to when your voice is feeling strong.
Right.
So you just kind of know it. And you know, again, it's not the right thing to do, but, you know, when you're backstage and you're hanging with, like you said, with radio and other people, you get in a point where you just don't even have the time to do it. Yeah,
no,
to do
right.
It right.
Well, once I learned to do this, it's awful sounds getting your voice warm. And my guy, Jason, he goes, I have to leave the bus before we do this. Now, you mentioned fly dates. It's how we were able to move back home. Once I realized that I could do that, I mean, we packed up and did the backwards clampets thing, and it's been wonderful for us. So, you need to go pack up. Blessings out on the road, pal. We're going to connect soon, and when I'm in Nashville with the markets, I'm going to be coming there quite a bit in the near future. Let's hook up and be safe out on the road, and I hope you get your packing right.
I appreciate it, man. Always great to talk to you, my friend. Say hey to Joe for me.
I will, brother. With Mark Slaughter, Band Slaughter. Great, great, great recording star. Later on, we're in Mississippi Minute.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
News happens. happens fast.
There's a lot to take in
and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is Supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news on air and online.
Supertalk.
A Supertalk Mississippi media production.